Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Say, who wants to stick it with Mr. Biggs and stick it with Mr. Biggs?
Stick it.
A little repetitive.
Yeah, I don't know if that one was my best effort. I'm trying to be natural. I'm trying.
Oh, Roger. It was not your best effort.
No, I know.
I've heard better ones out of you.
Well, see, I'm trying to strike a balance between doing something off the cuff,
yeah,
and doing something that I've thought of ahead of time. And what I thought of ahead of time was actually pretty good, but then when I did it right just then, it wasn't the same.
All right. Well, I don't know what any of that means, but I do know that this is a podcast about glues and adhesives, and that show is called Stick It.
Stick It.
This show is called Stick It.
This one.
This one right here is called Stick It with Mr. Biggs. And
that's me. It's two G's and Biggs. B-I-G-G-S.
And the man with the plan, about how you can hand.
Okay. Listen, I'm gonna put this one to bed. You need to stop doing whatever you're doing
right
now.
That's good.
Because you're just all over the place, Roger. I've been meaning to tell you, you tend to meander sometimes.
You know, I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to make things zippy. I'm trying to make things fun.
Let's try to do better then, little bit.
Next time.
Okay.
Next time we'll do something better. And I guess without further ado, you want to jump into it?
You mean the show? The show's already begun.
Right.
You already played the music.
Right.
You talked for a while and said some things.
Right.
And then we got to this part here. I don't know what this part is.
Well, you know, we talk about things that have to do with glue, adhesives, and
But Roger, we haven't done any of that yet.
Yeah,
we're already about 15 minutes into the show, and we haven't talked about one glue, one adhesive, one tape,
two maybe,
one caulk.
Which is why we're going to jump into
what.
We're gonna jump the first segment of the show. We're gonna jump into
the show.
The show.
I don't know. I don't understand the gesture. What is that?
We're into the show, and the first segment
with Mr. Biggs.
Yes,
stick it.
And we're gonna jump. We're into the show now. We're off and running, and the first segment. We're gonna let it fly. Here it is. It's time for
the show called Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Right. And then the first, what do we do? You want me to do it? You want me to say it? Or you always say it, so I should
say what? I don't, Roger, I am not privy to your plan that you've got there on the paper. Why don't you show that to me so I know what you're getting at? Because we're not making any progress here at all.
The breaking news. Breaking.
Oh!
Yeah! Right.
Yeah, it's time for breaking news! Yeah.
There we go.
I forgot. Hey, Roger. I forgot it was time for breaking news. And it was probably because you were talking so crazy about stuff and it was all over the place.
What?
And you threw me off.
How?
You got me all confused.
Because I wasn't doing the intro properly. It wasn't smooth. It wasn't.
Yeah, that's it. That's the reason.
I
wasn't able to do it. But now we're going to do breaking news. It's the part of the show where we read a news story ripped from the headlines.
Right. So
that can be solved and resolved with glues and adhesives. And I will tell you what you got to do.
In this particular case, we're looking at a situation where adhesives will be able to fix a problem in.
Are you sure?
Well, that's what you do.
Yeah, but a couple of times you brought some breaking news stories to the table that were disturbingly devoid of glue solutions required.
Sure.
And I just want to make sure that this one is definitely, definitely the story that we need.
Well, you know, I feel pretty good about this one, and I'd like to present it to you right now. Dateline, Chicago, Illinois. Car drivers in New York, Illinois, and Ontario have, over the years, been victims of delaminated license plates because of what seems to be a flawed batch.
Illinois.
Yeah. Jerome. Yeah. Right. Jerome Kruger, supervisor in the Division of Motor Vehicles License Plate Section, said there is no flaw in the process. Quote, generally, if you park your car outside during the day, especially in the winter, the plates will deteriorate faster, he said. The plates are made of aluminum. The materials, sort of one big sticker, are rolled.
Hey, Roger.
Yeah.
Roger, you should pre-read the news stories so that when you say words with your mouth, it's the right ones in the right order.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pro tip for Mr. Biggs.
Well,
that's,
I did.
That's a freebie.
I did this time, and I guess I still stumbled a bit there.
Yeah.
But we'll
you said it wrong.
We'll pick it up from there. The materials, sort of one big sticker, are rolled onto the aluminum, which is then embossed. If that covering is chipped and salt gets in there, then it will deteriorate. The delamination ruins the reflectivity of the plate, which affects identification and safety. So what we're looking at here is some stickers coming off of license plates.
Yeah, the license plate fell off the car, and they got to stick it back on, right?
Well, I think there's a sticker over the plate itself that shows the numbers and stuff.
Oh, okay. So it's say that word again, that one you had trouble with.
Delamination.
Yeah, that's the one. Roger, do you know what delamination means?
Well, the delamination, I'm guessing something that laminates.
Roger doesn't know what it means because he's dumb.
What?
And what it means, Roger, something look at this.
Lights up something.
My hand is one thing, and my other hand is another thing. And when I put them together, I am laminating them. It's two layers that are stuck together. You get it?
Okay.
When you delaminate something, what do you think happens?
Well, I guess you pull them apart.
Oh, you do know what delamination means.
Well, I did struggle with the concept a little bit.
The impression you had no idea what that meant.
Well, I may not have, and now that you provided me with this visual presentation, I have a better understanding.
Should I keep doing it over and over like this?
No, I've got it. We can move on.
Okay.
You know the situation right here.
They got license plates that are coming apart.
We
got to figure out a way to stick it.
Stick it.
Back on the plate.
With Mr. Biggs. So you've got an idea as to how to fix this?
Sure, yeah. What you'll do is you're going to want to remove the damaged plate from your car.
Right.
Usually a couple of screws, sometimes two, sometimes four. Go ahead and count those up ahead of time. Make a note of whether it's a Phillips or a flathead, maybe a hex nut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of car you got. You got to handle some of this stuff on your own.
Right.
Take the damage plate off the car, and here's the tricky part. Go around to the other end of the car where the other license plate is, you know, the one that's not damaged.
Right.
I want you to take that plate off the car as well. You want to know why?
No, because I would think.
Don't ask why, because it's going to ruin the surprise ending.
Okay, I'm just thinking they would both be damaged.
Well, for the purposes of this example, one plate is damaged.
Okay.
Roger, Roger, don't make assumptions because you ruined my big surprise ending.
Okay.
Sometimes people like big surprise endings that they didn't see coming.
But I just thought that was like an obvious scenario, but I'll let you keep going.
Take both of the plates off the car, one of which is damaged and one is not, because we're not assuming that they are both are damaged. All right, now the plate that's got the peely-peely parts, I want you to wash that off with some distilled water. It's got all the dissolved solids removed from it. That'll be way more effective at removing the road salt that has likely caused your delamination situation.
Hmm.
Go ahead and just wash that off and then dry it off. Make sure it's perfectly dry. And then grab a foam craft brush. You know, you know when you do that decoupage stuff,
right.
You use the foam craft brushes.
Yeah, when we make the wreaths for the Christmas time, the wreaths we donate to the poor people.
Yeah.
We use the foam brushes to
hobos and vagrants. What are they going to do with your wreath, Roger? It's always awkward because whenever you give it to them, they always feel like they have to accept it, and you feel better at the end of it. But I'm telling you, the second you walk around the corner to the next hobo, the first hobo number one has already thrown your wreath in the trash or has traded it for rock cocaines. I guarantee.
I don't know how much cocaine you can get from.
Oh, you'd be surprised. You can get a lot of rock cocaines for a well decoupaged wreath these days.
So you use the foam brush for what again?
You're going to use the foam craft brush to apply some adhesive to the raw aluminum plate of the license plate.
I use
like a silicone adhesive, use Goop. The household Goop is a good one. Or any other silicone adhesive would work well.
Household Goop, is that something that you mix up on your own? Or is that something you can buy off a counter somewhere?
It's not a euphemism that I came up with on my own. It's actually a brand name, Household Goop. They have many variations of Goop. They have automotive Goop for automotive situations. Well, technically, this is an automotive situation. We're not using automotive Goop. We're going to use Household Goop because it's pure silicone adhesive.
So I can buy that at my local Target. My nearby box store. Where do I get this house goop?
Any home store with an adhesive aisle is probably going to have it. I got to be honest, Roger. The last time I bought it, I got a whole case of it.
I see.
And I've been using it for the past 15, 16 years. I don't remember where I bought it last.
Okay. That's
fine. That reminds me. I'm going to have to probably get a new batch because I am running low.
Keeps for a long time.
And not as long as I'd like.
I see.
With the foam craft brush, take that household goop and spread it on the raw aluminum plate underneath where the sticker has become delaminated. And then with your thumbs, carefully, ever so gently, smooth the delaminated sticker back onto the plate, onto the glued surface, kind of smearing it with your thumbs as you go, making sure it makes good contact. And then, remember at the beginning of the story where I told you to take off both license plates? Not only the damaged one, but the undamaged one? Do you remember that part?
I do, yes.
And remember I told you there would be a surprise ending that will baffle and surprise everybody, and no one saw it coming.
This must be it right here.
Here it comes. I want you to take the undamaged license plate, and I want you to place it on top of the newly glued, freshly laminated plate.
Oh, okay. And then...
Yeah, that's the reaction I was looking for.
Press I don't follow.
Well, you take the other plate and you put it on top of the one that you just glued. That way you can clamp it together and you don't have to, you can put even pressure across the entire surface using the first undamaged plate as a pressure surface because it's embossed, right? With the letters and the numbers and all that. Roger, do you still have that vanity plate from that car you used to have?
No, I got rid of that that one.
Yeah.
People were SWTRNO1. They never really understood what that meant.
Yeah.
So
when you get the clamps on there and you're applying pressure to the plates, I want you to set the plates aside for at least a bare minimum of 24 hours, all right?
Yeah, with your clamps. What clamp do you suppose you'd like to use in this situation?
You don't need something that's going to apply so much pressure where you deform the soft aluminum plate. I would recommend a couple of basic spring clamps. If you don't have that, binder clips from your office supply store will work nicely.
Sure. Those have a good tight clamp action.
The only reason that's going to work is because we're using my double plate trick. If you didn't have a second plate, then you are going to be in more difficult clamping scenario on your hands.
Yeah, because you have nothing to clamp. You just have to layer that sticker over the top and then hope for the best.
So go ahead and set it aside, give it plenty of time in a temperature-controlled and humidity-controlled environment. I recommend maybe under the sink in the kitchen. That's right. A good place for it.
Okay.
Put it there. Okay. Out of the way.
Well, let's just say during that 24 hours you've got to, I don't know, run down to the Rite Aid and pick up something if you got a, you know, if you got an emergency trip to make. You have no license plates. What happens?
Well, if you run down there, then you run and you use your legs.
Well, that
That
was kind of a slang thing. If you say you have to drive down to the Target to get some Pepto-Bismol kind of style solution, but you're
Are you having tummy troubles?
I'm just saying, within the 24 hours, what exactly do you do if you don't have license plates?
I guess what you could do is just use side streets. You know,
I see.
Stay out of highly traveled thoroughfares. Maybe drive in the dark. Turn off the headlights turn off all the lights in the car. Drive down side streets and avoid detection until the 24 hours has elapsed. And that way you can go down and you can get your diarrhea pills or whatever it is you need, Roger.
Right.
And then after 24 hours, you can put your plates back on.
And then you're good to go.
That, ladies and gentlemen, has been breaking news.
Breaking news. That was good.
I would like to add that while the plates are curing, I want to implore that people do not eat off of those license plates because household goop is not food safe. So do not eat off of them. This is just for the license plates for the car.
And plus, on top of that, that's not the kind of plates we're talking about.
I'm concerned that some people might misunderstand.
Right. You got to...
When they see plate, they may say, hey, I have a grilled cheese sandwich that I would like to stuff in my face. I need a plate. Oh, that's right. I had one here clamped up underneath the sink.
Right.
That's perfect. Don't do it. Don't be tempted. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, if all your plates are in the dishwasher and dirty, maybe just use a paper plate or a paper towel.
Yeah.
That was breaking news.
You know, speaking of disposable paper towels, we've got an issue at at Whiz Bangs, and I want to discuss it. So if you don't mind, Roger, if you could let's do a real quick sponsorship break.
Okay.
And Roger will tell us what we're going to talk about, and then I will explain everything. Go ahead, do the thing.
We're going to talk about Whiz Bangs, where the party never ends and
where the fun never ends.
Where the fun never ends and the parties never ending. That's
ending.
Whiz
yeah.
Bangs, the corner of Phillips and Mountain, downtown.
All right. That's right. Stick It with Mr. Biggs is brought to you by Whiz Bangs.
Sure.
Where we are now giving out straws by request only.
Well,
so when you come down to Whiz Bangs and you order up your soda pop, you go to the soda bar and you fill it up, you're not going to have any straws unless you expressly request the straw ahead of time in writing.
Okay. All right. So
2 business days prior to your visit to Whiz Bangs.
What?
I've had about enough of these people screaming and squawking at me about the turtle with the straw in their nose and how I am killing the planet with my straws. So we're going to put an end to this.
And so the plan is if somebody wants to use a straw, they have to request a straw. And if they don't, there's no straw.
No straw for you. We got to have the form on file. It's available on the website, though. So before you come to Whiz Bangs on the corner of Phillips and Mountain downtown, I want you to go to the website, download the PDF, print it out, fill out the form, including all contact information, and bring that back to Whiz Bangs, submit it, and then 2 days later, you can come on by and you can have your straw with your drink. One straw per customer.
That seems pretty streamlined. It's not, like you said, the PDF is there right on the website. So, and if somebody doesn't want a straw, they can just drink straight out of the cup.
Oh, I do not recommend doing that.
What? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I've seen how they clean those cups back there. I mean, if it was me, I would definitely not want my lips touching that. But, hey, if you want to live dangerously, more power to you. I don't care. It's not my problem.
Right, right.
And then when you're done, I want you to take those straws and put them in the bin by the exit.
You got a bin set up, like a little tray, little tray set up?
No, it's a bin. It's got a straw-shaped hole in the top, and it says, stick your straws in here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
Put your straw in there when you're done with them so that we can reuse them.
Like, yeah, you recycle them, and then they get recycled.
Yeah.
And so they get a fresh recycled. You use that to obtain straws.
Something like that.
Right. Straws that are earth-friendly straws.
Sure.
By recycling the straws that you've provided for the recycling.
I meant to say recycled. We're going to recycle them. I don't want anybody chewing on those straws, because keep in mind, they're not free anymore. They are now property of Whiz Bangs. So if you chew on those straws, it makes it much more, much, much more difficult to recycle, as Roger puts it. No chewing on the straws. And nobody bring in your own straws to try to get around the rule. No outside straws in the building. Unless you intend to donate them for us to reuse, recycle at the end of your visit.
Right, recycle.
To Whiz Bangs on the corner of Phillips and Mountain downtown. Now, straws by request only.
Right, right. And don't bring in your own straws.
Do not bring in your own straws. I'm watching you people like a hawk. We will, if you bring your own straws in, we will catch you, we will find you. We will expose you. We will shame you publicly. And you will not get away with it. I guarantee you that.
Just use the...
I won't have it.
Provided straws.
We're going to put up a straw shaming wall. We're going to take Polaroid pictures of all the straw offenders. We'll put your picture up on the wall.
Maybe some
shame you. Shame. Shame you.
Some CCT footage of people trying to sneak them in.
Anyway, so yeah. Let's get back to the show. The show is Stick It.
Stick It.
Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
It's about glues. It's about adhesives. All kinds of people needing advice on how to glue stuff. And one of the ways is via email.
The email address is biggscast@gmail.com. That's how you...
Two G's. To be specified, too.
That's how you email us your questions. Also,
if
you
want... B-I-G-G-S at symbol.
What's...
G-M-A-I-L.
Well, it's...
Period symbol. C-O-M.
It's actually Biggs Cast, not Biggs.
What?
Biggs Cast.
That's what I said.
Biggs, you said Biggs at gmail.com. That's close.
Yeah, with two G's.
Right, but...
Well, Three if you count the one at the end, but I don't because it's not in my name. That's in Gmail. It's biggscast@gmail.com.
There we go.
Yeah.
And also, you can always visit the website if you want to connect with us via Twitter or Facebook. Just some options to consider when contacting Stick It with Mr. Biggs. So what do you say we jump right into the email?
Email. God damn it. It's sounding worse every time.
I think it's a good...
I didn't think it was possible to get more annoying, but it has.
No, I think actually it's a good addition to the show. It makes it...
It is not.
Hip, relevant.
Painful to listen to.
Can we get it one more time so we can find out?
No.
Helping us.
No. Can you read the email, Roger, so I can answer the question?
Yes. Are you good to go?
I'm ready. Rock, for the love of Pete, come on. Why do you got to do that on the podcast? People do not want to hear you clearing your mucus out of your throat hole.
Well, I thought maybe we could cut that out.
It is remarkable how unprofessional you are. It's not like you've never done this before.
We just chop that out.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Edit. We'll just get rid of that part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, edit this part out, person editing. Edit this whole portion out. Go back to the part right before we played that stupid email thing and just edit this whole portion out here. Right up to this point, right here.
Just the throat clearing part.
It was a good idea. I'm glad you thought of it. Thanks, Roger.
Okay. Dear Mr. Biggs, the plastic panels covering the wall above my bathtub are coming apart at the seams. There is a strong, musty smell noticeably coming from the gap.
Now, when you stopped there, you got a look on your face like you either didn't know the word or you couldn't read it. I don't know which one it was, but once again, I really want you to pre-read these before we do the email, Roger.
Yeah. Well, as it turned out,
if you pre-read it, you'd know the word.
As it turned out, there was a typo, which I had no part of, and also the copy of the email goes from the front of the page to the back. So I'll pick it up where we left off.
Yeah. So just pre-read the whole thing then. Just don't do the one part. You pre-read it all.
Right.
This is not hard. This is not brain surgery.
There was a back to the plastic panels above the bathtub. There's plastic panels above the bathtub that are coming apart at the seams. There was a strong, musty smell noticeable coming from the gap and what appears to mold along a portion of the ceiling.
Roger, will you talk like a human being for once in your life? Because you're saying random words in random order.
Well,
it's like you're vomiting out word confetti. I don't understand anything. He's got a bathtub, and that's about all I got out of that.
Okay.
And it smells. He's got a stinky bathtub.
Well, maybe. Okay. Let me start from the top. Dear Mr. Biggs, the plastic panels covering the wall above my bathtub are coming apart at the seams. There's a strong, musty smell noticeable coming from noticeably coming from the gap and what appears to mold along a portion.
Yeah.
There's a strong, musty smell noticeable coming from the gap.
Typo.
and what appears to mold along a portion of the seam. How would you recommend I seal that up?
Yeah.
Again.
Is that the end?
Yeah, that was the end.
Thank God. I thought that would never end.
There's a strong, musty smell. So he's got a strong, musty smell noticeably coming from the gap.
And he's got a stinky crack. I got it, Roger. Right. Jeez, just settle down. You know, you got one job, and that is to read the email. Well, two. You've got two jobs, and that is to read the breaking news and read the email. And you've done a piss-poor job at both of those today.
I see.
Jeez. Stinky crack in the bathroom. That's not an uncommon problem.
And he wants to know how you would recommend to see, mold and on the seam, and he wants to know how you recommend.
Yeah.
What your recommendation.
I don't know where you're going with this. You've already read the email and now you're doing it again.
I'm just trying to clarify.
Can we move on to the part where I solve the problem instead of continuously reviewing the problem? He's got stinky bathroom crack. We've all been there. I know it's happened to me a few times.
Actually,
was his name Gary? What was his name? What was his name?
Actually, I just remembered. I didn't realize how late it was. I've got someplace I gotta be.
What?
I noticed that it's later than I thought it was. And
Roger, the street lights aren't on yet. You don't. Right. Just finish the email and then we'll finish this up and then you could go.
I've got a prior commitment that I forgot about.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You do. The commitment is recording the show. Stick it with Mr. Biggs, hosted by me. Mr. Biggs with two G's. And then Roger's there too. And when you record the show, you record the show. You don't say, oh, I got another thing I got to do. Why don't you tell them, hey, I got another thing I got to do. I got to do Stick It.
Stick It.
With Mr. Biggs. Roger.
Actually, my schedule changed. I don't know if you recall. I donate some time down at the animal shelter, and
well, donate is a strong word. I mean, you waste time at the animal shelter. All of those animals are going to be dead soon.
They used to need me on Wednesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 5, and now they want me to be there a couple hours later, so I'm going to have to...
What?
Actually, it just slipped my mind, so I'm going to have to step aside for a, I'm going to have to get there because I'm if I don't leave now, I'm going to be late, so I'm going to have to let you finish the show.
You mean by myself? You want me to finish the show all by myself?
You've heard the email. In fact, I can give you the printout. You basically know what the email is.
So, you're okay.
The animal shelter needs lots of volunteers, and they count on me, to help clean out the cages and pet the cats, make sure everybody's happy, and. I need to be there.
Call them and tell them you're going to be late, and then sit your butt back down and let's finish the show because we're not done yet. The show is not over yet.
Actually, today, I don't want because there's a couple of
Roger
situations.
Roger, hey Roger.
Right.
Do they have cages at the animal shelter?
They do.
Well, I don't think the animals are going anywhere then.
Yeah.
They're all locked up. They're going to be fine. They'll be there when you get there after the show. So just sit down and who wrote the email? What was his name?
His name is Elias Hebert, and he's in Denver. Okay. And I'll tell you what, I'll just hand you,
email. Roger, sit down. Roger, come on.
What you don't seem to get right. I gotta go.
So you're okay. This says
enjoy your stupid goat, stupid glue show.
All right. Okay. All right. Roger is clearly joking. And he will get out to his car and then come right back in. And I will have to repeat everything that I'm about to say. So let's take a look here. All right. Elias Hebert has the stinky bathroom crack. So, Elias, here's what I want you to do. Roger, is that you? No? Roger? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to flush the seam of your bathroom panels with hot water, just as hot as you can get it, and just wipe away all the visible mold in the crack with the rag. And then I want you to dry the seam with a towel or a hair dryer on a low setting. You want to get it as dry as possible. Now, if there was mold in there, there's going to be mold spores that are going to be blowing out, so be careful not to breathe those in. Because that is... Black mold is the silent killer, right, Roger? Black mold is the silent killer. All right. And then after it's all dried up, you're going to want to caulk up the seam with some... it depends. If the surround is fiberglass, then you're going to want to use something with silicone. What I like to say is Safi Bokos. It's one of those neurotic devices. Safi Bokos, silicone and fiberglass, both contain silica. So if the surround is fiberglass, I want you to use a GE Silicone 2 kitchen and bath sealant. Because it'll adhere to the gel coat or the fiberglass. Just go ahead and squirt that in the stinky bathroom crack. Or if it's acrylic, you can use Quick Seal Ultra by DAP. If you don't have that, any siliconized acrylic latex will do. Just make sure that it's rated for moist environments like a kitchen or bath. And I want you to go back over the seam with a foogie set. Just scrape it smooth. And then when you're done... Don't tell anybody about the repair because people are super uptight about mold. So don't make a big deal about it. Don't post it on your Facebooks or your Twitter feeds, because if you seal it up properly, all that mold is going to be trapped inside the wall. It's not going to bother anybody. If it still stinks, if there's any lingering odor, you can spray some air freshener in the room. Maybe keep a pile of damp towels in the corner to explain away the musty, moldy smells. So, Roger, why don't you go... Roger. If you want to reach the show, you can... the email. You send your emails to bigscast@gmail.com. And that's all of the show that there is. And we're almost done.
Stick it.
Hey, thank you to our Patreon supporters. I want to thank James Hard Jadinadia, Mikey McElwain, Abigail Trees, Mark Ceritilli, Antonio Gargle, Gary Adams, Abraham Rosa, Justin Warford, Andrew Reavy, and Justin Paul. That's two first names. Hey, somebody's double dipping. What the hell? If you want to support the show, go on over to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick it.
Guess the only thing left to do is to turn off the lights and wrap up the cables and such. I will, Roger, is that you? Roger. We'll see you next time. Unstick it.
Stick it.
With Mr. Biggs. Sometimes people like big surprise endings that they didn't see coming.